lakes and her rivers are flowing sweet as wine, and an old empty beer can buy a man a dime.
Welcome back. Today we are talking about standard setting and the importance of understanding how that plays a role for many associations. So you're listening to us on Association Impact, Doing More Together, the radio show on Michigan Business Network. So this is an important area that association executives need to know, but it's one that I don't think very many of us have experience with.
Sure.
So that's why I'm really pleased that AJ Gruber is here with me. He's the president of the International Safe Transit Association talking about this. So AJ, before we leave this radio show, because I have a number of CAE candidates that I having listened to this,
yeah,
is let's talk a little bit about the process of this standard setting. So what role does this American National Standards Institute, did I say it right?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, what role do they play?
They essentially set the standard for standards development.
So okay.
We mentioned briefly the ANSI essential requirements,
yes.
If you want to be accredited through ANSI,
yep.
That's essentially the minimum standard that you must meet with your process, ensuring that you're getting all stakeholders involved, that you're remaining balanced within your consensus body, so not one portion of the industry has control. And as long as you're meeting all of those essential requirements that they call out, then beyond that, you have some flexibility as an organization to develop a process that works for you and the way your volunteer leadership structure is set up, the way your committees are set up. I think that's important, because when you're developing a consensus standard, it can be challenging at times when you have so many different stakeholders, so many different viewpoints, technical opinions, etc.
Right.
Having an efficient process is key. Otherwise, it can be painful at times.
Right. So the process that you have in place, do you tweak it as you're going along, or do you modify it before you start the process? How do you do that?
Yeah, so as an association, we're doing both. So we did modify our process before submitting it to ANSI for accreditation.
Okay.
And we are also fine-tuning that process as we go along.
Okay.
And there is a requirement that you resubmit your development process to ANSI for reaccreditation should you make any changes. But yeah, I think that's a constant pursuit for us, is to make that process as efficient as possible, because it's key to what we do.
Right. And then you have to get the right people at the table as you're doing these. If you only have a certain segment, so you have to make sure that you have the right players involved.
You do, and that's actually part of the essential requirements, that if you don't have all the right players involved, you have to document at least the effort that you've undertaken to get them all to the table.
Okay. All right. So with this process, is there any pilot testing that goes on?
In what way?
Is there any way where you try? So if they're saying, well, we need to modify the standards in this way, do you test that before you put it out there, or has someone already experimented with it?
For us, it varies a little bit between whether it's a brand new test procedure or if it's primarily maintenance to an existing test procedure.
Yes.
If it's a brand new test procedure that we're looking to develop, it runs through the process, and then we hold it in what's called a project stage, where we've published the procedure, but it's a project and it's acknowledged that it's in its beginnings. We think it's in a good place, but we're looking for that feedback from users on whether they're getting value, they're getting the correlation to what they're seeing in the real world through using this test standard.
Gotcha.
And then once we're confident with that correlation, then we run it through the process again and have it move into what we call procedure status, which is where if we wanted to submit it for an ANSI National Standards Acknowledgement, that's at the point at which we would do it, where we're more confident about the test procedure itself.
Right. Good. All right. So part of what you have to do is come up with definitions of specific things, what these all mean, so that there's a common understanding. And then I'm sure that these all have to be translated into numerous languages.
Right now, we only translate into Chinese.
Okay.
And we've kind of set the line there right now for the time being.
Okay.
I think there would certainly be value in having them translated to multiple different languages. But that is quite an undertaking.
Sure.
To maintain all the procedures under various languages. And I think you, if we were to expand it, we would have to be really confident in the value we'd receive out of that. You know, what I found globally is that more and more English is becoming prevalent.
Okay.
And kind of a essential for doing business on a global scale, right? So we're lucky in that all of ours are originating in English, but it is still a hurdle for some people. So
sure.
It's something we need to consider as an association moving forward as we grow.
Yeah. Probably many of your companies are a little more international than not. So they have that talent in-house.
Yeah, undoubtedly.
Somewhere. So thank you very much. I'm just going to ask one last question. What's your biggest challenge in this job?
Oh, boy. There's lots of them. I think an ongoing challenge for not only us, I would assume for a lot of associations, is ensuring volunteer engagement. You know, I think we're faced with staffing issues in that we're doing a lot for a small staff, and we're looking to grow, and I think we're taking the steps that we need to make that happen. But, you know, that's really an acknowledgement of the staff we have in place right now is just how much they're able to do, how many hats they're willing to wear to get done what we need to
Good
get done.
Them. Well, thank you very much. It was my honor to have you here. And for all of you listening, I'm sure that you learned quite a bit about standard setting. I appreciate you being here as a guest. A.J. Gruber, president of the International Safe Transit Association.
All right. Thank you for having me.
But when you take the bit and you mix it with the sweet, down it goes with a canister of ozone. Oh, Lord, it can't be beat.